And that ends The Old Changing Way with your pal, Cindy. I'm your pal, David, and this show is called Laser Source. Thanks so much for tuning in. This is WFHB Bloomington, Indiana, broadcasting independently from the John Waldron Arts Center. The Waldron is owned and operated by Ivy Tech Community College Bloomington, a proud supporter of community radio. My guest this week from the big capital city of Indiana, Indianapolis, Big Jim Lugers, and of course DJ Dangler are here. We're going to be here for the next 2 hours. We're going to talk about stuff that's going to make you a better person, and we're going to play music that's going to make you a happier person. So stick around, 2 hours of Lasersaurus.
His name there is it Dave Ritton. He is a comedian. And if you're smart, you'll listen on Tuesdays from 11 to 1.
If you don't know him, you know his beard. And the drawing at the Bishop's weird. But he's so much more than that. And his show is so much fun. It's Lasersaurus, it's Lasersaurus. And it's not gonna bore us. It's Lasersaurus, it's Lasersaurus. It's Lasersaurus. Start the show.
Hey everybody, thanks for tuning in to Lasersaurus. Like I said, my guests this week, DJ Dangler and Big Jim Lugers. We're gonna have good times. Guys,
I never heard that intro before, and it's dynamite.
It's fairly new. Thanks to the guys in Whistleface, who are Ben Frazier, who is my engineer tonight. Thanks for Ben for doing what he does.
I'm not going to lie to you. He did not look like a guy with really many skill sets at all. But to find like that music really bangs it out. And he kind of looked like pretty shiftless, really.
You'd think that, but it turns out that guy, tons of skill sets.
Hmm.
The other half of Whistleface being J.R. McIntyre, who I think both of you have also met. Maybe not. Maybe not. Lugers has met him. Guys, we just all got done doing the comedy debate night.
That's true.
10 comics, I guess. Maybe 10. Around 10 comics. Each pairing off to debate a different hot button topic of today. Any post show thoughts?
Well, I won my debate pretty clearly. So apparently, I guess we're going back to segregation, which, really, for a lot of, I'm astounded that they put that much importance on the comedy debate, but
it ended up, we settled it.
Being enacted into law.
Yeah.
The eyes of the nation were turned towards you. And you know, I think a lot of us.
It tells you how uninformed American voters are. Turnout was lame.
I don't want to put words in your mouth, Jim, but I went in skeptical, got turned completely around.
Yeah.
Completely.
It was, I had these well-formed opinions, turns out.
I will say that I originally said we paired off one-on-one, but then DJ was supposed to debate the only black comic any of us know. Who,
I'll have you know, I know, well, I know one at a time, but I've been doing this for a long time, and I've known several.
Sometimes they move away. But then he couldn't make it, so DJ had to debate everyone else on the show. And I must say, won quite handily.
Yeah, well.
Too many cooks on our side.
It was.
That's what it was.
Yeah. That was really it. It was
a little bit like the hallway scene in Old Boy. And he just kind of chopped through us with a hammer.
I don't remember the hallway scene in Old. Is there a movie called Old Boy?
I can't believe you haven't seen Old Boy.
Please,
I kind of always
yourself.
Just assumed you were in Old Boy. That was one of those.
You haven't seen Old Boy, Dave.
Yeah, no, I'm kind of shocked.
I haven't seen Old Boy.
Yeah, you'll watch it by the time you do your next radio show.
I should.
Really.
Do you think it's on the Netflix?
It is on Netflix.
Probably. Is it? I'm not. It's one of those, like you specifically, I'm surprised you haven't seen it. Like, usually I'm like, yeah, you're okay. Normally
I've never even heard of it.
I tell people about, is it Korean?
Yes.
It's a Korean,
Or you could wait for the Spike Lee remake.
Yeah, don't do that.
You're
not doing that, right?
Yeah. It's done. It's done.
It's done?
Oh, I thought you meant, like, he remakes a bunch of movies anyway, so just wait for him to do it. Because
he is
remaking this, and it can't be. It can't translate, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to take the same approach, and this isn't like I'm fine with Spike Lee. I have no like. Sure. I think Spike Lee's a fine.
Malcolm X was great.
Yeah, Do the Right Thing blows your brains out. I even like
that
the stuff people
amazing.
Don't. Bamboozled, I think, is a really That's a strong
great movie. Yeah.
Movie. Yeah, I even like his kind of crappy movie. Didn't he do 25th Hour, which is a great crappy movie? I
haven't
yeah.
seen that one.
It's no good, but I liked it. Yeah, so I'm going to take the stance that I did on, like, the Watchmen movie.
Right.
Where I'm like, the best he can do is make me not angry.
Yeah.
Like that's really, like, don't, that's a bad endeavor. That's yeah. Doesn't need to be done.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I really like the banjo. I think I'm going to take your favorite band and play it on the banjo.
I see where you're going.
But my favorite band is Eminem. You don't need that.
Although there was that great bluegrass cover of Gin and Juice, which we all enjoyed.
It can work, but say, you know what I mean? Like certain things don't.
The odds are stacked
against
it. We need to keep it segregated, is what you're saying.
That's exactly what I'm saying, which is why I won the debate, and now my dad's gonna be real relieved.
Yeah, I've never met your dad, but suddenly I just agreed. I was like, yeah. Because I was thinking of my dad.
Yeah.
Like, all our dads were super on your side.
Yeah.
I think it's fair to say.
It is kind of weird how being a comedian's dad, I would say, is arguably worse than being a comedian's wife. Because at least at the end of the set, he has to apologize to his wife. And be like, well, I really love the theoretical, just like the catch-all for awful, you know?
Right. You know, it's my dad's only been at a couple shows ever, so... I don't know if I have any jokes where I make fun of my dad. Although all my jokes about like what it's like growing up in my town are really about my dad.
Yeah, that's very much. I have such a bad review with people sometimes. Like when people ask me about my favorite things,
right.
I frequently will even just use the descriptor of like, that's the first time I realized comedy wasn't just there to make my dad laugh. Like when I talk about like realizing like I loved Stephen Wright the first time, or like I'll even talk about like when I first saw the movie Reservoir Dogs, I loved it and my dad didn't. Mm-hmm. And it was one of those when I was like, yeah, I'm better than you. Like in a weird, like which is such a crappy thing given the fact that I still ask my dad for money to this day.
Yeah.
So I'm not better.
My dad, I think it's... I had a lot of mixed feelings. I'll tell you guys this story, and I'm probably about to share way too much.
Yeah.
Starting right off the top, with my girlfriend and I have been going to couples therapy. Things fine. We just thought it'd be a good chance to spend some time together.
That's right.
But we're in there the other day, and the therapist is, I don't know how we got on the topic, like my girlfriend's talking about her dad or something, and she's like, well, David, not to get too Freudian, but how do you feel about your parents? How was your relationship with your parents? And I don't know what happened, but suddenly it's 2 minutes later, and I'm like, of course I don't know how to drive a tractor. I'm nine. Why can't we just play baseball like we used to? And I'm like, flushed. I'm like, I need to lay down. I have no idea what kind of psychiatry witchcraft she was practicing on me. But you could tell this is how awkward it was. The therapist was like, maybe we should move on. But it's too awkward for your
talking
therapist.
Talking about this is really going to help.
Yeah.
Really.
Let's put that layer of the onion back on.
That's yeah.
really funny.
You're going to want to take those emotions and just swallow them. Yeah. Swallow them down.
Here's the thing. You shouldn't tell people how you feel because they're going to think you're weird and wrong.
Yeah.
Huh. And that's because you're weird and wrong, David.
And I don't even think my dad was a bad person, but I was mad at him for like 2 days. Oh, do you guys want to take a caller? It's probably my dad. Okay, let's do it. Do you know how to do it? I don't know if I ever taught him how to do this. We'll know when they're...
We might have a caller.
They hung up.
Oh, sorry, Dad.
It could have been my dad because he can't operate the phone.
It could have been my mom being like, he tried his best.
I have. That's so fun. Like, yeah... I can remember when I said I might want to go back to school and, like, get a master's, which I haven't because I'm a bum. Right? But I was like, you know, I think I might kind of want to do that. I was, like, 24, 25, trying to figure out what I wanted to do with my life. My dad, his eyes just light up. right? He's so happy. He grabs me by the shoulder with and he's shaking. He goes, you could still play football. Like, why else would anyone want to go? Like, that's what school is just a means to play football. Like, that was adorable. Like, it was just one of those. I was like, why else would you go to school?
Did you ever play any college ball? Where'd you go to school?
I went to Purdue.
Okay.
No, I did. I played. I played high school football pretty well, but I hated all of it. I played football so my dad didn't think I was gay, which like is not funny. Like that's a complete. Which I'm not.
It's
like,
a little bit funny.
Yeah. No, but like it's very on. It was one of those. He's like, well, he does read comic books and doesn't like killing stuff. Probably. Yeah, it was so not a bad dude, nice guy, but just bad match.
Yeah, I could see that. Like, my dad and I are a poor match. Like, you don't get to pick. That's,
yeah.
I think, that's
and
the lesson we could take.
Always, but. I always let me know he loved me. Like,
okay, we'll take
I
that
hear
call.
Bad stories, it's bad, but yeah, no, it was just bad match.
Hello, Lasersaurus, you're on the air, so please don't curse or we'll get in trouble and you'll be fine and no one will know. Hello? Are you there? I think you have to turn it up. You got to push the button. You got to flip the switch. You got to turn it up. Those are the three steps. I haven't taught him everything yet. Hello? Are you there? We got nothing.
I want a radio show that's just people calling in to curse at David Britton. Can we do that? Laser Foul Mouth? Can we set up Laser Foul Mouth?
We could do that as a podcast or perhaps on the satellite radio. During the break, I'm going to teach young Benjamin how to poke up. Because I realize I've never really showed him that before.
So hold fast.
It's new. This is a whole new setup.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. Recent. If he does as well as he did at making your bumper music, the kid's going to be aces.
Yeah, he does very well. He's a smart man. I'll tell you what. Music? Let's go. Let's play some tunes. I don't have. I did bring my list. Actually, let's not play some tunes. Let's start off with this track from a very funny comedian. Her name's Jackie Cation. We'll be
I
right
love
back.
Jackie.
And I am from Wisconsin. I'm from a little town outside of Milwaukee called South Milwaukee. Very glamorous. Called that because it's east of the city. We are not a we're not a bright people. But my parents still live there. And my parents are very funny people. They are not nice people. They're funny people. Anyone else raised by the hilarious? I was raised by the hilarious. And if you have hilarious parents, you were a mouthy child. Because that's what you get. If you have hilarious parents, I was a mouthy child. And my mother, when she would have enough of it, she would say, come here, sit on my lap. Let's look up orphanages. Funny now. And I tell that joke, and my mother always goes, you know they were never listed. And I always wanted a dog, and my parents hate animals, and I wanted a dog so bad that by the time I was 9, I genuinely wanted to be blind so that I could have a dog. And I made the mistake of telling them that, and they burst out laughing and said, well, we still wouldn't get you a dog. We'd get you a stick. Stick, you could name the stick. So, they're funny people. They're, and my father is a salesman. He loves the sale. He loves the pitch. My father loves the sale so much that he thinks that to not take advantage of a sucker is a wasted opportunity. Yeah, I was raised by wolves. So, my father mostly sells aluminum siding. He sold everything, mausoleum crypts, toupees. When my father used to sell toupees, my dad has a full head of hair, and when he used to sell toupees, he would comb his hair like a toupee and then pretend to adjust it. You should get one of these. Look at that. That's not going anywhere. Because he's a dick. I mean, I love him, and he's a hell of a salesman, but it's really good that he never sold, like, wooden legs or anything. You know? Don't you want one of these? Don't you want one of these? But he, aluminum siding, guy mostly sells aluminum siding, and the triumph of my father's aluminum siding career is that there is a brick house in South Milwaukee, Wisconsin that has aluminum siding. House made out of brick with some siding. How did he make that sale? You don't have to ask him, he will tell you. You should have heard the pitch. I just kept telling this guy, low maintenance, low maintenance. Brick will chip. And we were like, Dad, was that fair to say that? Was that nice? And he's like, nice? What am I, Santa? Am I Gandhi? Am I some kind of social worker? I got overhead. because that's what he used to call us kids. It used to drive him nuts, though, when we sold stuff for school because we didn't make any money. But he knew we needed to learn how to sell, so he didn't want to interfere with that process. And he would never help us sell. He would always say, it's your sale. You close the deal. I'm 7. I was 7 the first time he sent me to work the neighborhood for Little League, and I come home and he's sitting on the couch tweaking. How did it go? How did it go? How many candy bars did you sell? Was everybody home? Were there any not homes? Did you write down the not homes? You can go to the not homes tomorrow. No, I'm 7. I went to all the houses I'm allowed to walk to. And I didn't go to any of the houses that said no soliciting, because the coach said you're not supposed to go there because those people don't want you. And he freaked. You didn't go to the no solicit. Tomorrow, you go to the no solicit. Do you know why those people got those signs up? They'll buy anything. They didn't even want those signs. When I was 10 years old, my sister and I were selling candles for church. You know, the tall, crystallized ones with the pictures of Jesus and Santa shaking hands. Okay, so there are candle boxes stacked all around the house, and my dad has had it. And he's like, are you two making any money on this? And we're like, no, we're selling them for church, Dad. And he goes, yeah, and now you're going to learn something. How much are you selling them for? And we say, $3.50 each. And he says, now you two are going to sell them for $5. And that's how we learned how to skim off the top.
Hey, we're just talking about totem poles, yeah. Which is...
and bad poetry.
Let's just... Well, you know, I feel like I want you to finish the story, so just catch the listener up on what we're talking about, and we'll just get into it.
Well, okay, I just did a bunch of Indian casinos last week.
Really?
And we're talking about Johnny Depp Indians, not Ben Kingsley Indians. Which is a joke for 4 people. But I was talking about how mad I am when everybody claims, well, and I'm a little Native American. Like, if you ever read pin-up girl in some sexy chicks posing with or without clothes on magazine, and it's like, well, she's English and Scottish and German and American Indian. Yeah, everybody's an American. Everybody's 1/16.
Yeah.
Well, my aunt was a quarter Sioux, so my grandma was, so I'm Sioux. Yeah, it's like saying that you're a vegetarian because you've had a salad. Like, it's not.
And let me just say, to continue your metaphor, one of your ancestors forced themselves upon that salad.
Yeah, that's terrific.
So I don't know what you're so proud of.
Yeah. But no, I do. I get mad. But like, the first time I ever noticed it was I was listening to Sherman Alexie just make fun of Hillary Clinton. Just awful. He was like,
did she claim that?
Well, trying to be polite. You know what I mean? Like, you're like, hey.
All right, we're going to try to put this call in the air one last time. You keep going.
My cousin was her. So I was a black. And he's like, listen, there are some white people in my family tree. I'm not white. Like,
speaking of white people, caller, are you there this time?
Yeah. Is this Lasersaurus?
Wait, didn't you just... Wouldn't it be weird if it wasn't?
Yeah, it would.
No, it's Lasersaurus.
Hey, what I'm wondering, I got a question.
Wait,
for
before
you.
Before you get to your question, I'm just
sorry.
Just don't curse. Okay, go ahead.
No, it's clean, you know, relatively. What's the odds that those drones are pointing some kind of waves or frequencies at me with some kind of apparatus that puts, like, boils on the purple of my anus?
Look, first of all, I just want to say, who's listening to this show? Because when I imagine people, nothing again, and I don't want you, sir, to take this as an affront to who you are as a person. I'm just saying, when I picture my audience, this can't go
anyplace. That's exactly the question I imagine when I picture your audience. I don't know, why do drones have lasers? That seems like a lot of money invested.
And why is your anus purple?
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
I think that
there are a lot
the laser's going to make
this.
It purple? Was that the question? Wait, the question is, what are the odds, right? Yep, no, there we go.
The odds are low. Odds are low.
I really... Okay, now that
he's
gone...
A lot of interesting questions.
I'm glad we worked out the phone.
Yeah, I'm glad we figured that out.
That was worse.
Every time someone calls in, and sir, I'm sorry if you take it, every time someone calls in, I get really depressed about who's listening to this show. I'm like, why don't I have any smart listeners?
I think
we need to class it up.
Well, I mean, I guess smart. Like, I don't know who I would call if I had a question about drones and lasers.
I think this guy's exhausting his resources.
Yeah. Yeah, we're the last person who would take his call.
It's I feel bad because really my knowledge on robotics is lacking, and I feel like I have let you down.
You've let me down. You let that guy down. You let his anus down.
Well,
you let everything down. I'm going to say percentage-wise, the odds of that – wait, not percent. What are the odds? The odds are 1 in 52,000. 1 in 52,000. There's your answer. Glad to help here on Laser Swords, the science portion of the show.
Jim, yeah, I was going to say 50-50.
You're going to go with 50. Yeah. Well, neither answer is wrong. Mine is just more rightish.
Okay.
Let's get into what you guys have coming up maybe in the future or what we can promote, what the people should be listening to you. Jim Lugers, you've been doing the Big Pretty Podcast for a while now.
I have.
Tell people where they can. iTunes, I assume.
iTunes, Stitcher, bigprettypod.com.
And do you have anyone? Who do you have coming up that's going to be on the show?
Nobody.
No guests scheduled.
No, I do have some guests scheduled, but I don't know them off the top of my head.
You know, I should have.
I should have readied my calendar.
I should have readied you to ready your calendar to tell the people.
That's good people. I have nobody this week so far.
Okay. I'm on the show this week. Tune in. I'll be on the Big Pretty.
Like,
but you won't tune in because it's a podcast. Download that much later than when you're hearing this. If you're hearing this as a podcast, though, it might have already
enter
come out.
It into your phone right now to remind you to download.
Oh, I have Brian Million coming up. That's exciting.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, he's a Cincinnati guy, right?
And a black.
Oh. That's probably unnecessary, but people will tune in now.
Yes, I'm looking forward to that. Of course, he was coming up until, you know.
Right.
Well, until I won that debate.
Until I just.
And now he is not allowed. Way to drop the ball, Bloomington Comics.
No, we tried our best. And who has been on the show late? Like who? What's the latest podcast that we can check out? Who's on the latest?
The latest one is Kyle DeWeese.
Oh, okay. Never mind. All right. I love Kyle DeWeese. We're gonna take another phone call. What is going on? My listeners are the worst. You know what? If you're out there listening right now, you're the best. I have had some very intelligent phone calls. I'm gonna put this out there to all my listeners. 812-323-1200. Again, that number, 812-323-1200. If you can't figure out that 1200 is 1200, then
does anything spell something?
Does anything spell something?
The zeros won't work.
That's true.
All right, we're going to try this. And I'm just going to pray that we get a good one. All right, caller, you're on the air. First thing you're going to have to do is turn down your radio.
All right.
Hello. This is Lasersaurus. You're on the air. Please don't curse. How can we help you?
I'm wondering, do you know if dryer lint has any aphrodisiac qualities?
Okay, we're gonna discuss that. Thank you for your phone call.
Does dryer lint
have any aphrodisiac?
I've got to think it depends on what you're drying. I don't think dryer lint has the same consistency from dryer to dryer. I've got a wager, like for instance, at the Britain House, dryer lint has to be a solid like 20% beard hair.
That's true. It's very coppery.
I will say I am, I don't know about aroused, but invigorated by the scent of a venting dryer.
I do enjoy that.
Very exciting.
I don't do it for any aphrodisiac effect, but I do smoke most of my dryer lint.
It's got to go somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't want to put it. You don't want to waste it. Mm-hmm. Well, Why not slowly kill yourself?
And
with it?
I don't want my enemies to get it, and you know, voodoo.
You make a fine point.
Mm-hmm.
That's especially worrisome for me since mine is 20% meat.
20% beard hair. You can make some big magic.
Yeah, you know, do you ever think about when you pull your dryer lint out that that's like your clothes are getting less and less in a way. Does that make sense?
I didn't now, but I'm going to start.
I don't mean to upset anyone.
We reapply the light to our clothes.
We go through and stitch it.
Yeah, you put it back on. I'm going to say the answer to your question, caller, is...
It's variable.
It's variable. It really depends on what you smoking, son. That's why I get listeners like this. Yeah. I just figured it out. Yeah. That's my fault.
Disappointed that you just now figured it out.
Yeah, I got to stop doing stuff like that. This is my own fault. I have no one but myself to blame. DJ, what do you got coming up?
Just superstardom.
Just you were general. In L.A. recently.
I was just in L.A. It was amazing. And not being in L.A. is a mistake that we're all making right now.
I kind of thought that because every famous comedian are, you know, enough to like, been on Conan O'Brien. That guy's been on The Tonight Show. That guy tours around the country. They all live in L.A. Anyone who that guy is doing what I want to do, L.A.
It's just the right answer, man. Like, I hate to be, and like, you can be happy anywhere, and I'm all for it, but, I loved everything about it. And, like, I love big cities to begin with, but what it had that other city, it's nice. Like, people are, it's mostly probably weather.
Yeah.
Okay, I love New York.
I actually lived there for a year.
Yeah, I love New York. Yeah. But on any day, any given day in New York, if you go from where you live to downtown Manhattan and back, regardless of how you get there, if you drive or take a subway or whatever, or the bus, you're going to see somebody just bawling. Just on the side of the street, just out of their mind, just having the worst day. Like, I can't deal again. And you get it, because life is hard. You don't see that in L.A. Or if they are, they have the common courtesy to have their breakdowns.
And they're usually like, and the crazy people are usually so happy.
It's got to be easier. I loved it. Now, Grant, I got a very nice parts of L.A., and I'm sure I didn't get any of the awful, and I'm sure it's there. And sure, people are phony. Yeah, because everybody in the Midwest is so on the level. Yeah, that's great. Tell me about how your family's doing. Now tell me how your family's really doing.
Right. Yeah.
Tell me how much of you are Indian.
Yeah. Well, you make a fun point.
Yeah, no. Gosh. I really, I don't like stuff. You know that. I'm a grouchy, bitchy dude. But
this is true.
I can't.
You wouldn't lie.
I loved every moment.
Well, there you go. Mm-hmm. DJ says L.A.
But yeah, no, anything like I am. I'm traveling all over. I'm going to some places I've never been. I'm going to be in Texas, and I've never been in Texas. Not really.
How do you end up in Texas? How do you end up going to Texas to do a show?
A guy who runs a club that I work at is opening. It has another club.
No, so he opens. Then you go down and.
Yeah,
I could see you doing well in Texas.
Yeah. I have heard. I've never been to Texas, but from everything I've heard, the cities in Texas, I've heard, are just kind of magical and dynamite because they're where everybody who's from a little bit, and this is not pandering, a little bit the way Bloomington is full of everybody from Indiana who wishes they weren't in Indiana. Is that a fair assessment? It really is.
Fair enough.
I'm going to say that's, a lot of people are like...
It's not inaccurate.
If you were to ask a lot of people how they feel about their hometown in Bloomington, Indiana, you're going to get negative reviews across the board. Is that...
Yeah, most of the time.
Yeah, because they're going to be like, or Louisville, Kentucky is great. I love Louisville.
They had the thing in Texas, wanted to secede from the Union. And then Austin, petitioned to secede from Texas.
But Louisville's one of my favorite cities in driving distance.
Right. I've had good times in Louisville.
Louisville's
for sure.
Great. Do you like Kentucky? Be honest.
I've never been in Kentucky.
People can be fine anywhere, and that's true.
Yeah.
You can be fine anywhere, and I don't want to, but I don't like I don't like most places in Kentucky. That's – sorry if that makes me a jerk.
Doesn't make you a jerk.
it makes you honest.
There are many people from Kentucky that wonderful people would not be having
but money. It could be that I'm hard to please and I need, I'm not hard to please, but I need a comic book shop and you can't have a comic book shop in a town with 200 people in it.
There are no bait/ comic book shops.
Right.
There should be.
Not bait or fishing or wildlife.
Yep.
Just it's not his thing.
I'd fish.
Will you get off his case?
I'm sorry, DJ.
Quit judging me.
All right.
But I've heard that I've heard Texas cities are fantastic because it's very much we're going to get all of our liberal into 28 blocks.
You always hear about Austin, how Austin's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here's what we're going to do. We're going to go back into music. We're going to play a few songs. Then we're going to come back and maybe do a little thing called Missed Manners. We'll see. But in the meantime,
I'm going to have to write an apology for ruining desegregation.
We're back talking about HD televisions and why girlfriends don't know how to use them.
That is what we're doing.
That's why I get those listeners. I hear it now. You know what? I hear it now in myself, and I know I'm making a joke, but then I'm like, oh, I see why I get those listeners. You get the audience you deserve. DJ, yes or no?
I have found, well, I have very limited audience, and that probably sounds about accurate because I don't deserve much.
I think it's true, but it's a little too, I don't know, it's a little too Dark Knight.
No. He probably says something similar. Oh, you know what? I haven't been doing any of the things I'm supposed to. I haven't told anyone what music we've been playing. Here's all the stuff we've been playing. That last, in reverse order, that last band was Throwing Stars with He Bit Me. Traveling with Less Than True Love. Void with Organized Sports. Totally Michael with Casual Satisfaction. Then there was a break. And then again, going backwards, Ultimate Fake Book with Broken Needle, X with Sex and Dying in High Society, A Gutter Mouth with I'm Destroying the World, and we started off with a hilarious track by Miss Jackie Cation telling her origin story. Once again, I should tell you that the following material contains language which may be offensive to some listeners. If you are easily offended by such language, WFHB suggests you exercise your choice to not listen. If you're just tuning in, my guests this week, comedians DJ Dangler and Jim Lugers. We're going to do a little game called Missed Manners now. Are you guys familiar with this concept? I don't think you
I am would... not at all, no.
I played it several times, Dave.
Ah, Jim has been. It's. I refer to all these things as games. I'm not sure if they're actually games. Here's the idea. I'll read a question that was asked of Miss Manners. Judith Martin, Miss Manners. And we'll see if we answer it better, worse, or maybe the same as she does. That's all it is.
What year were these written? Are these like current?
These are current. I could go back. You know what?
That might be more fun.
You are so right. Is to go back.
Like, what should we do? Yeah, that could be really fun. Yeah.
That's good because she's been around a while.
And manners have changed.
Manners have definitely changed. We're going to try. True. You know what? I'm going to go back a decade every time now if I can remember.
DJ just goes around the country arguing a simpler bygone day. Segregation.
Yeah.
Hold this man.
When I see a colored man in the street.
That's.
That's why I get these listeners. It's every time now. I see it. I see it. Dear Miss Manners, a male friend... who, to the best of my knowledge, was not led on in any way to believe I had feelings beyond friendship for him, proposed to me on Valentine's Day. I was completely blown out of the water. I said, I am your friend, and do not feel anything else for you. I can't accept your proposal, but I hope we can continue to be friends. He agreed, but has not contacted me since.
Well, he was probably just trying it out. I mean, you know, you propose to a lot of people.
You propose until one says yes. I figure he needs time to come around, but my sister says that I was cruel in how I declined. Is there a proper way to turn down a proposal with minimal bruised feelings? ?
No.
Well,
I'm gonna...
sounds like she did it correctly, but I don't buy the line about, I didn't do anything. Like, you just don't drop to your knee and propose.
Yeah. That's a. I had no idea he liked me.
I think if they were friends for a while, though, maybe I think guys do sometimes construe, and women too. I shouldn't say just guys, because that's a fallacy that I think people make when they're talking about genders. Like men do this and women do, but really, things can usually be applied fairly to both
everything
sides.
Everything except HDTV, yeah.
Yes, exactly. That they don't understand.
Take away HDTV, though, we're the exact same animal.
But I feel like men and women, if you hang out and are friends for a while, one of you, and it could—I think it's 50-50.
Yeah.
One of you is probably thinking, "Ha ha, this is." I've seen the movies. I know what happens.
Right.
I'm going to go so far as to say I don't think it's just, I don't think it's 50-50 and I don't think it's one of them. I think any male-female relationship, I think you take turns being attracted to each other frequently. I think that's normally the case. There's a whole lot of sizing up, like, could I do better? Could I do better? Could I do better? Could I do better? I don't know. I kind of like having this person around. I think it can. I don't think it's just one way. I don't think it's the guy suffers in silence or the girl's just loving the guy. I think it frequently switches.
Yeah, and I think sometimes the other person knows that this person feels that way, and you kind of are like, I like that attention.
Well, plus, if you're tying them up, I mean, if you're not, like, seeing other people and they're seeing other people, and you know what I mean, and if you're tying up all of their time every day,
all of their time, that was an important thing. Yes. That is, you're tying them up, eventually they're going to come around, because what else are they going
to
do,
and utilizing all their time in addition to tying them up. No, but you know what I'm saying, like, I'm not saying it, know what I'm saying.
They're not meeting anyone else.
Exactly. You're not allowing them to meet anyone else. You're not meeting anyone else. So clearly you're content to spend every waking moment with them.
I 100%, this is a confession of a scumbag, but I have female friends who I'm not romantically or physically connected to. But when they have boyfriends, I'm like, I've got no interest in being around. I'm not going to dance if I, you know what I mean? I'm like, I'm not going to show off my moves if somebody else is dancing.
Right.
Like, I have that. Even though it's not like a physical, not even really I've never pulled the trigger or shot for that.
Right.
But I'm like, the flirt is fun.
Yeah, it is. I can't remember the other thing. Oh, what you're really waiting for is to both be drunk at the same time. I think that's
right.
What it comes down to.
That's really.
Eventually, we're both going to be drunk at the same time. Just one night.
Those definitely happen.
And then it'll happen. We'll have to deal with it.
Really. Yeah. And then you both get over
about
it.
Your dad in the therapist office.
And then. I'm nine! I yelled that in front of people. I don't know what happened. It's horrible.
I like anything that ends with I ended up yelling.
I ended up yelling.
I'm so glad I am not a yeller. Like I'm really not.
On stage, you get a little yelling.
Yeah. I'm loud, but I never prove my point through volume.
You're right. You don't yell so much as you're just kind of a loud person. You don't need to yell.
But yeah, I very rarely am I like, I can get louder so I'm right.
Right.
I don't have any. Yeah, I'm really glad I'm not a yeller. It might be because if I'm yelling, it means I've really lost my mind. I guess some people just deal with it.
I feel like when you yell, you almost always have lost the argument. Like if you're yelling, that means you're probably.
I know that's why I don't yell. Is it flashes back to me being a little kid and my mom being like, words.
Right.
Yeah.
It just makes you seem stupid, kind of. Because if you're right, if you're yelling and other people see you, they're like, oh, that guy is wrong.
Well, it's not even about wrong. It's about passion. So it's like when passion takes over, logic takes a back seat.
Yeah. That's true.
And you're just screaming that you're nine.
Let me just screaming that you're not. You know you're not currently nine.
And you're not
right?
Wrong. You're not wrong to yell. That I'm sure it was legitimately a problem to put a 9-year-old on a tractor.
I wrecked it a few times.
But it's an argument whose time has come and gone. But have remnants of hurt.
I had a delightful, ridiculous fight. It's my dad's birthday today. We were talking about dads.
Happy birthday, DJ's dad.
Yep.
For another 4 minutes.
Yep, for another 4 minutes. But it was just great. My dad was making fun of a white trash family, like not having their kids buckled up.
Uh-huh.
And like the fact that he didn't just dislocate his hypocrisy right there and crumple. Yeah. I was like, I can remember being riding in the front of a backhoe with not even my brother and sister, with friends from school.
Right.
I'm like, you jerky old man. Like, to yell at that lady. I'm glad my dad's learning still at 76 years old. That's great.
Yeah.
But or just riding in the back of a pickup truck.
I never, ever, ever, ever one time buckled up in the car. Like, in fact, It was the way you rode in a car was knees on the back seat, action figures in the back window. Right. Like, that was how I was like, sweet, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to bring some toys and I'm going to have a battle royal or a army attack.
It was like an insult. You put on your seatbelt, people were like, oh, you don't trust me. You think I'm a.
Yeah.
Because what parents want, the reason I think you were playing with your action figures and your parents let you is because more than anything, parents want their children to shut up.
Yeah.
More than they want them to succeed.
Or survive.
More than they want them to anything. They just want them to be
fair,
quiet.
To be fair, that was just like last week that he was doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you were still, I could picture that.
That was, well, my folks drive a sedan.
To go back for a second, I just thought of this while we were talking about it. Do you think it would be productive to be able to drink at your therapy sessions?
I have heard very mixed reviews on this, and I even know, like, that's where ecstasy came from.
Oh, yeah, I've heard about that. Like it was like a drug developed for, like, by a therapist.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, like, I don't know, man. There's something to be said. I'm sure it depends on both the person and the problem and the therapist.
Right.
I think it would be a bad practice to be like, we provide drinking therapy.
I think it's kind of an incremental step towards interrogation at that point. Like, it's almost like in Truth Serum.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I could see it being, at least in theory, beneficial.
Yeah.
Maybe one time. Just try it out.
I don't think it'd become a good practice, because then it's just going to become a yelling exercise or a crying exercise.
Right. I could probably stand to cry a little bit more.
Now, has the therapist suggested drinking?
No, not yet. She's like, have you tried drinking?
So you're just trying to, like, work drinking into more of your day-to-day.
Yeah.
She's great, by the way. I kind of, as I've gone to these counseling sessions for people, I kind of wanted to start dating the therapist. I'm like, you're great. And I feel like, have this thing where
you
listen.
Should definitely not bring that up on the drinking section.
Yeah.
And let me tell you another thing about your boobs, because they're awesome.
Let me just say this to you. I feel like the three of us have got this vibe going. I don't know.
I think things could go real cool. You want to be cool one time, doctor?
How many times do you think couples have had a threesome with their therapist?
Well, I don't know, but I'm going to start saying you have. I'm just going to start throwing that around.
Might as well start bragging about it.
Yep, I'm going to
do
that.
So she let the guy down, correct?
I agree that she, you know, what can you do?
Nothing. That's
Miss Manners says.
It's better to be matter of fact and just straightforward.
There's only one response to a marriage proposal that is not thought cruel by the proposer. Yes. Of course it's galling to be offered friendship when one had hoped to inspire passionate love. However, Miss Manners can assure your sister that it is a great deal kinder than the popular alternative, explaining what it is about that person that failed to kindle romance. That's probably true.
Part of it would be like, listen, it's great, Eddie, but you're fat. But you're fat, Ed. You're just
fat.
A big fat Ed.
You don't
smell.
I like to be around you, not touching you.
Yeah.
It's great to be around
you. Watch a
you're
lot
great,
of Babylon.
And you're really nice, but you're fat, Ed.
Fat, fatty. Poor Ed. Why are we going up?
Man.
This is why I get these listeners.
Well.
Have I gone to the well
Ed.
One too many times? Probably. I just realized it's midnight. It's midnight. Your dad's birthday's over.
Yeah.
So hope he had a good one.
I called him. I'm a good son.
It's the witching hour.
Yep, I called him. He's good.
This is WFHB, Bloomington, Indiana, volunteer-powered community radio at 91.3 FM for South Central Indiana. Also 98.1 in Bloomington, 100.7 in Brown County, 106.3 in Ellettsville, and online all over the world at WFHB.org. The following material contains language which may be offensive to some listeners. If you are easily offended by such language, WFHB suggests you exercise your choice to not listen. Oh, my phone's over there charging. It has my secret question on it, so I'll have to go get it. Why will I have to go get it? That's right, everyone, because right now it's time for a very special section of the show. It's a section we call Secret Questions.
Can we record like a soundbite for Secret Questions so you can play it every time it starts?
I forgot about
Secret Questions.
It needs a psst.
Oh, what's your secret, Jennifer?
What movie is that?
Secret, I've got a secret.
That's the theme song.
Secret question. That's right, it's time for secret questions, everyone. This is where each of us has a secret question. Why is it secret? Because we haven't told each other what it is yet. But now we're going to reveal them one at a time. And we'll discuss them. And we'll all leave the table, our radios, or our computers, our iPods, our MP3 players, if you're listening to the podcast later, a little bit smarter, a little bit wiser, a little bit of a better person. Going first this week, Mr. Jim Lugers.
Oh, that's me?
That's
I
you.
Have a secret question.
Secret question.
Well, okay. I don't know. I forgot super question was a thing.
You know what? I did ask you to fill in at the last moment. I'll go first. This will give you a second to think of something. I wrote this question thinking Dwight was going to be here tonight. I don't know if I want to do that one. I can't decide. Okay. Let's just do it, and if we don't like it, we'll move on. How would you dress if you were black? Here's the thing. I feel like, first of all, for me, mustache, no beard, that's not really how you dress, then red turtleneck, brown suit. Think of how cool I look right now, you guys. Pretty cool.
I don't think it's how I would dress all the time, but I've wanted to wear purple my entire life.
Yeah.
And I can't. I look ridiculous.
That is one thing.
You can pull it off.
No, I really...
Every year you shave your beard off into a Hulk Hogan mustache for your birthday.
Well, that's my birthday.
If you're willing to do that.
I can. Well, that means business. duh. But no, I mean, like I would say, like it's weird to be an adult and be like, I have a favorite color. But I do, like, I love the color purple.
Yeah.
It's a great
movie. Yeah.
There we go.
But, no, I mean, like if I'm playing a stupid video game and, like, you're like, oh, I can be a good, I'm going to be the purple guys, like, all the time. But yeah, I can't wear purple. I look absurd. I look stupid.
I want to see it happen and judge it for myself. Yeah. I do have a purple t-shirt, which I feel I look a little silly in, but I also enjoy wearing. I don't like this question. I'm changing
suit.
It. Unless you would like to answer
all the time.
Duh.
Did you say tricycle? That's not a
track
thing.
Suit. See, oh, I can't wear a tracksuit because I look like a low-level Russian mobster.
Yeah.
But I could look like
Puff
Daddy.
You could look mid-level.
You could look mid-level. You could look like a guy. Yeah.
I'm going to ask this question instead. I just want to say I didn't approve of that question myself, but I asked it. All these books that come out, like Computers for Dummies or Skateboarding for Total Idiot Morons.
I'm sure you've seen it. It had to have been memed a bajillion times, but they have Religion for Dummies, which is delightful.
They do. I have really seen, like, funny. Islam for Dummies.
Yeah, like, it's really funny to me as a jerk.
Yeah. They should have ones for jerks that, like, instead of for being stupid, it's just... But aren't these titles... Why are these titles so popular? What is making these things catch on? Like, when they're like, hey, you stupid moron idiot dummies, read this book because you can't figure it out.
That would be so... Computers for problem drinkers. That'd be a fun night. What's this about? Oh, this is lawn maintenance for people who aren't all the way over being mad at their dad.
I could use that one.
Yeah, I could use that one.
Apparently, I need that book. Why are these books so popular, do you think? That's the question.
Well, no, I mean, it's sound marketing. It's great. Yeah. We're going to give you something even if you don't.
Because it doesn't intimidate you.
Yeah,
you're like, I can read this and figure out how to play guitar. It's for dummies. If a dummy can do it, I can do it. I'm no dummy.
Exactly. Oh, maybe it's that. I'm no dummy. I think you're right. I think it's just like, oh, they're going to make it as simple as possible. Yeah. I'm going to buy it.
Because there are a few I like to talk about. I've been scribbling this whole time, and I like to say, like, I can't draw. Like, I can't draw. I've never taken
it. I've enjoyed you. You know what? I want to scan this in. Drew. This image in and put it up with the podcast.
Right. But, like, I can remember I've taken one art class. I took an introduction to drawing class my senior year of high school or of college. Uh-huh. Right? And it was the only one. It was like intro to drawing was what it was called. But it wasn't accurate. It was intro to drawing for art majors.
Right.
Like everyone there was a freshman who was really skilled.
Right.
Here I am, 23 years old, walking in there, and I'm like, well, I read a lot of comic books, and I can hold a pencil with my right hand. Like, I'm like, that's end of things I can do.
Right.
And it wasn't in art. Like, everybody there, oh, we used to draw still lifes of guitars, and everything would just look, theirs would all look like Eric Clapton album covers, and mine looked like you had microwaved an old woman. Like, like it was gross. So I think there's that. If we were to sit around just talking comedy, we're three comics. That's pretty daunting to someone who doesn't know what a closer is.
Right.
You know, and like if anybody's not, a closer is the joke you close your show with.
Right.
But like not to like, to prevent any inside baseball in our conversation about not liking inside baseball.
Right.
Right.
But like even then you're like, well, I don't know what that, so I guess that's it. The true to form, we're going to answer the simplest of questions.
Yeah. Yeah. I think, I guess that's what you want too. I mean, I guess, yeah, I remember even before that there was
you're
like...
You're still just shocked that you can call that many people dummies and they'll buy it. I still just like it that many people are willing. If you, they wish they made politics for dummies.
You don't see people
really
reading it
politics.
Like in the park, though.
What's
people
that?
Read them in private, I think.
Yeah, that's true. It's like pornography. You're like, I don't want to. Yeah. Do you think people mainly buy them as a gift?
Or they buy it like it's, and then they like, you know, they don't read it.
They read the one question they had.
Right.
Yeah. That's how I learned to crochet.
I'm going to read this and know a lot.
That's not true.
I'm going to read this and know a lot about stuff. Nope. Just wanted to make that one shelf I bought. Or the parts I bought.
Secret question, DJ Dangler.
What's your favorite way to lie to somebody? If you're going to lie. Give me your tell. Tell me your tell.
Oh, how they're going to know that I'm lying?
Yeah, like this is a hard thing to say, but it's fun.
Let me think. If I'm lying to someone, I think because it's going to be very well thought out. I think it's too... Because I think this might be true for everyone. Like if you're telling the truth, you're confused, you're like looking away. Let's say... I'm trying to think of an example. Let's say, like, your roommate's like, I thought I had two cupcakes left. Now there's only one cupcake. What happened to the other cupcake? You didn't eat the cupcake. You literally don't know what happened to the cupcake. He's asking you about it. You're going to start getting nervous. You're going to be like, oh, does he think I didn't eat the cupcake? You're going to be like, I don't know. I didn't eat it. I didn't even see. Did you have cupcakes? What happened to the cupcakes? Like, you'll be way more nervous. But if you're lying and he's like, hey, what happened to my other cupcake? And you're lying and you did eat it, you'll be playing video games going, oh, I don't know, man. I saw that it was gone. Weird. And then you're much more well rehearsed and cool when you're lying, I think.
Yeah.
At least for me. Like if I ate your cupcake.
I have said before, like when somebody thinks I did something, I act so uncomfortable about, like, especially when I didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah, it wrecks my life. Yeah,
that's kind of what I do. I think I can lie with a lot more authority than I can tell the truth.
Yeah. Well, it's the same for all. You can't. So I guess my tell is, like, if I seem super confident and relaxed, I'm lying.
I'm so sincere when I'm lying.
It's hard to tell. Do you have people in your life who, like, when they're lying, you're like, yeah, you're lying. You can just tell, like, people who are really bad at it.
I have, this is, they're not going to hear it. I'm going to just talk about it. I have family members who are just such bad liars that they're not bad at the act of lying. But I just find, like, the fact that they think I'm that dumb so offensive. You know what I mean? Like, that's
like they lie about things that can't possibly be true.
Yeah.
You're like, there's no way that's true.
Like, one of those, like you're just, it almost feels like a weird game of polite chicken.
Yeah.
I'm like, listen now. As a human, you should respect me enough to know this. Yeah.
I'd like an example. Can you give an example of it? I don't want to put you on the spot or get you in trouble. Okay. They're not listening. You
yeah,
said
yeah,
it yourself.
Yeah, you're right. Okay. My oldest sister is kind of like the ugly part of religion. You know what I mean?
Sure, yeah.
Like, I don't want to take crap on anybody, but she's like the pray the gay out of strangers, kind of angry religion.
Right, sure.
You know, the racist Jesus.
like racist Jesus.
Yeah,
I believe that.
Like the awful one. And I can remember just trying to
racist
talk.
Racist Jesus, ironically enough, does not like Jews.
Yeah, weird, self-hating. But, like, I can remember she was trying to talk about, like, how she knew stuff, too. And she didn't. She has the weird type of stupid seclusion that happens from only being in Bible camp for it. And I know kids in Bible camp are still getting laid. I know that.
Sure.
I know that better than she does.
Right.
Really. Oh, right.
Like, hey, I love it so much. Like, when I talk about comic books and being a nerd and I get my macho friends, like, oh, I'm sorry, I was busy sleeping with girls. I'm like, nerds are having sex, too, there, Johnny Macho. You know,
yeah.
I hate that nonsense. Oh, no, you weren't. You were sleeping with two girls in high school. I know, because we went to high school together. Right? You awesome macho. I'm really happy you struggle with books. Right? But no, like,
girls love that.
Yeah, yeah. But anyway,
the illiterate. They're into
talking
it.
About like the trouble kids caused, and she wasn't willing to acknowledge that I knew anything she didn't, because I'm a little brother, so I'm an idiot, even though I'm 30 at the time.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And she was trying to talk about all the kids that would do cocaine. Well, I know those kids even did cocaine at church. And they didn't do that. Like not that they wouldn't, not that they were morally superior, right. But there wasn't. It's a tiny little town way out in the farm community. If there was cocaine in Angola, I found it. Okay? Like, there wasn't. But she was talking about how at one of her church groups, one of the kids put cocaine in another kid's milk just to see what would happen. Just to see what would happen.
Right.
And I'm like, that didn't happen.
Right.
Like yeah. I can just tell you that didn't happen right now. One,
I know nothing about the situation, and I can tell you that didn't happen.
I know
happen.
That doesn't happen. Not because, just because I know how cocaine works. Like, it's expensive, one, and nobody right. on that church camp had $100.
Right.
Period. Like, that church, like, nobody. Do you remember how much $100 was?
Why would they dump
it
into someone else's?
So yeah. Right, they wouldn't do that, right?
Right.
Anyone who's done cocaine regularly does not give away cocaine.
Right,
so
exactly. And moreover, that's not how coke works. Like, you know, you can't sprinkle coke into your food and get high. Like, you
right.
have to take it. It's a first pass receptor.
Right.
Just the chemistry doesn't work that. You could eat if I was to feed you an 8-ball of cocaine, you would be okay. You would make it.
Thank you. I feel
no,
so.
No, like if you were to eat that much, if you were to take it the way people take it,
right.
it would probably kill your. If you were to do
I'm
it
a small man.
Yeah. Yeah, like if you were to do it, it probably would kill. You know what I mean? I'm like, I know that didn't happen because I understand the science.
Right.
And then she was like, well, Jesus told me that. that was a science joke because that was fun for me. But yeah, like, it's a crazy law. Like just like, that's just, you're lying to me. And that's hard when you have like the, you're just making up fiction
to prove your point.
Yeah, and
something.
All I can do now is get mad at you. Like, it's ugly. Yeah.
You know what my favorite thing is, though? It's when little children lie.
It's adorable, but
because
when grown-ups do it, it's
because
gross.
They have, because it's the most extreme version of that.
Yeah.
Like, if you walk in and, like, you have a thing of Oreos and you go in the other room and there's only that kid, and suddenly the Oreos have been pulled off the counter, smashed into the floor, and half of them are eaten. The kid's face is covered with Oreo dust. You're like, what happened to the cookies? They will be like, Cookie Monster came in while you were gone. And I was like, don't eat those. Those are Dad's. And he said I could have one later. And Cookie Monster ate like half of them. And I was like, Dad's going to be mad. And then he split, man. I don't know what happened. They'll just like, because
I think it's
they
weird
don't
that your kid uses such a familiar vernacular.
Yeah,
I am. Hey, dude. I think it's weird your kid calls you dude.
Dude, it's just like, I'm sitting here. I'm like, don't do it.
Hey, I was like, man, be cool.
And kids will hold on to a lie
it's
long,
a long
time.
It's so good.
They're like, did Cookie Monster put that dust on your face? I fell onto the... He pushed me onto the dust.
Do you have anything that you do, like, in your life where, like, it's become such a joke that you just have that phrase and it's the thing now? Like, it works into your, like, everyday word.
I have... You could go first.
It's a similar... It's building off... when my niece, who's now 23 and a teacher, and when she was a little girl, like 2 or 3, a blue poodle just comes running through our house. Right? Like... Just
that's yeah.
Well, she had painted her dog blue, right? like with finger paints, bright blue, like with her paint. Like it's a blue poodle, just comes running through. I'm like, oh crap, right? So I go to look at my niece, and we walk into the bathroom where she's on the floor with the little neighbor girl. Oh, I'm trying to remember her name, Erin. Little neighbor girl, Erin. My niece is Selena. She has Erin. Like her face is just locked right onto him. Face to face, my niece is like 2 years older, which is a lot when you're 3 and 1, or you know, or 3 and a half, or 1 and a half. So like, she's got the one little girl by the ponytail, just latched on there, just painting her face with a paintbrush.
Oh,
right, just all
like
girls.
With house paint.
Yeah, but like a finger paint. But yeah,
oh, okay, sure.
Right, but like the little girl's good. Just bawling, just unhappy. Right?
It wouldn't be
unhappy, right? And my
was
niece,
she feeling a little blue?
Yeah, she's feeling a little blue. My niece is like, she just has such a look of determination on her face, no malice, but like, this is the project that needs done, right? So we're like, the baby C, which is what we called her, because what is going on? And she looks like she gives like the oh my god, they caught me look, and without anything, little Aaron's just bawled you. Her wanted me to. Her loves blue. Right? Her loves blue has become something at any moment of all logic. Why are you doing that? Her loves blue.
Your whole family? Is that your...
It's become nice. And it's even like been misquoted. So she loves blue. Loves blue is just why you're doing any bad decision. Why are you still doing that? Because I loves blue. But yeah.
Nice.
Her loves blue. Yeah. So that's what I... But do you have those? Like the...
I'm sure my fam... One thing I started doing like a lot more recently in my... I mean more recently than your story. But like probably like 7, 8 years ago, there was this girl who would come into the youth center where I worked and who would always... take the from where it belonged in a sentence and put it where it didn't belong. Like, I'd be like, oh, where are you guys going? She'd be like, we're going to go to restaurant, get the food. And that was like, and now I do that all the time. Like, you guys want to go to movie? See the, I can't do it now. We'll go to movie, get the popcorns.
Yeah.
And they'll make things plural that shouldn't be plural.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know why. And she was very smart and was doing it on purpose. But now I do it not on purpose exactly anymore. Right. Like, I know it's wrong, but that's just a thing that I do now.
Yeah.
Pluralizing things that don't need to be plurals, too.
The closest thing I got that I can think of is there was a gentleman that I work around that is Indian, Ben Kingsley Indian. And somebody had used the phrase, speaking of someone, they were given like a little bit of a hard time. Just, oh, we're just giving her grief. So now when he adopts that phrase, but it's the grief. We're giving her the grief.
We're giving her the grief.
So we do that now.
I had a brother.
I love it.
I had a brother-in-law that was a Nicaraguan guy. And one day, this
I did not think you were going to say Nicaragua.
Yeah, I was like, please say Nagua. Please say Nagua.
This isn't exactly the same. Now we're just making fun of the way immigrants talk.
This show has gotten very rich. That's why I get these listeners.
It's only going to go downhill from segregation.
It's just one of my favorite moments ever. He comes, we were like, hey, Roberto, are you ready to go? He goes, yeah, I'm clean as a weasel. And we look at him and we're like, what did you say? Clean as a weasel. And I was like, hey, what do you think that means? Right? And he, very honestly, he goes, oh,
like a weasel. And he does like a little weasel face, which, to be fair, I couldn't make a good weasel face either. Right now, right. I like to think your listeners are thinking of it, and they're all kind of like a mean rabbit face.
Yeah, David make a good weasel face. Probably,
but we're all, yeah, we're making a weasel face.
That was wrong.
But he does. he's like, you know, like a weasel? He goes, it's a little, you know, like a little, like a weasel. They clean themselves all the time, which is a fine assessment. Sure. I don't know how clean weasels are. I don't know, but that would make
you don't
fun.
Know they're not clean.
For that matter, I don't think whistles are particularly clean.
Yeah, I don't know
exactly.
How clean a whistle
they
is
got
either.
Spit flying out of
yeah, that's
them.
Not a, it's a completely appropriate term. Incorrect.
Right.
Yeah.
But people put whistles in their mouth and blow into them with their gross mouth.
To be fair, I don't really want to put a weasel in my mouth either.
Yeah, that's right. A good point. I don't think they're a particularly clean animal.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know of them as, but it's a fine assumption if you. But yeah, I thought that was a very fun.
Clean as a weasel is pretty good.
Clean as a weasel. I love when I've had a few of those, like when you had the word wrong in your head, and then when you see it or hear it, and you're like, hey, that's not what I was saying at all. Like, at all. My sister used to always think ends meat was a type of food that poor people ate.
Wow.
Because we're making ends meat.
That makes sense.
Why could, like, chop steak? You know what I mean? Like, we're making ends meat. Like, okay.
I'm embarrassed how late in life I figured out intents and purposes. I was in my 30s
purposes?
When I figured out intents and purposes.
For all intensely purposes? Or
for all intensive. That's what I was.
Oh, you
but
would say all intensive purposes? For all intensive purposes.
That doesn't even make sense.
That's pretty good. Yeah, I think there's one saying that I always get wrong. Like, if that's what you think, you've got another think coming. Or is it
thing?
Is that thing coming?
Thing. I've always thought it was thing.
I always thought it was thing. But lately I've been hearing people say, you've got another think coming.
Hmm.
If that's what you think, you've got another think coming.
That might be accurate.
That, you might have another think. Just like right in the, you know, the cache on deck.
Yeah.
Just ready to be
in
thought.
In the back. And it's a coming.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, do you remember the part in Coming to America? Eddie Murphy gets taken to the basketball game. And the guy who's after the lead lady, they're watching the basketball game, and he's like, somebody gets their shot blocked and goes, yeah, in your face. And Eddie Murphy goes, yes, in the face. In the face. And the guy gets angry. He's like, no, man, it's in your face. It's exactly the same, I think. It's not as good as clean as a weasel.
That's true.
Did we all do Jim Lucas?
I don't have a secret question. Jim, I didn't have a thought the other day. It was, but I think
you don't
it's
get
contrived.
Away with no secret question. You got to do something.
Well, I mean, I just
you can do a thought that you had
because
then
go, I just
drove how
to
do
the
you
south.
Feel about it?
We were just in the south, and there, if you drive from here to Tupelo, Mississippi, you're going to see about 9,000 crosses. And
sure.
It just occurred to me that like this is kind of like, could this be perceived? Is the reason Jesus hasn't returned? Is he sees that as like a warning? Like, you know what happened last time?
You know what? It's strange.
We got your number, JC.
That the Christian
it is cocky.
Yeah.
It is real. Yeah. It does kind of look like we're celebrating.
Right.
Like a little bit. It doesn't look
like Jesus is in the
if
office.
If you were to just assume, like if everybody, they just gave you the rudimentary story, and it's like, those guys must be rooting for the Romans.
Exactly.
Yeah, you make a fine point. I think, yeah, why did they choose that one symbol? Answer, easy to draw.
Yeah, this
easy
is
easy to
true.
Draw and construct.
This is
it's easy to put in a yard and burn.
Yes.
This is fun and silly. it is. My one nephew went to a little Christian school, and like they were the Christians, which is a crappy mascot, period.
Yeah.
But they played a team that were the Lions.
Oh, no.
And nice. Christians versus Lions.
Wow.
Like, and nobody else, like, I laughed literally the whole time. Because, like, it's little kid basketball. They're like nine.
That
nobody,
makes it even funnier.
Nobody cares. I only have, like, $8 riding on the game
Come
anyway.
On,
I'm going to be
kill them.
Yeah. But no, but
you
like.
You only had $8, but that's. I don't want to. Okay, go
but
ahead.
Yeah, but, like, it was such a. Like, I'm like, this is the best joke. And it was honestly lost. And like that's not a hard joke. Like,
no.
I shouldn't have to struggle to be like, I'm the only one who sees this as funny.
Right. That is literally Like, that's this is the greatest thing that's going to happen to me all week.
I was like, this is the best thing and no one else. It's like, I just wanted to raise my, hand in the middle of the situation and be like, am I being Truman Showed here? Is this, am I being punked? Yeah.
I got into a discussion with a guy that I know that just teaches a self-defense class, but it's like a through his church. He teaches, you know, a Christian self-defense class, which I thought was strange because I'm like, isn't it your guy's thing? Like, turn the other cheek?
That'd be great if that was the whole class.
Yeah, and he's like, but you need to defend yourself. No, it's not turn the other cheek unless. And he's like, you know, if somebody's murdering you in the middle of the street, I'm like, you let them murder you in the middle of the street. They're not nailing.
That's how the old school Christians did it.
I mean, they beat the hell out of Jesus, nails him to a cross and everything. He didn't put up a fight. Like, That's by the way, these are not my rules. These are your rules.
I think you should
fight the guy.
I think a Christian has every right to take a self-defense class, but not a Christian self-defense.
I
just can't imagine being like, you know where I need more religion? In my karate.
Unless it's teaching defense against lions.
Yeah.
Then maybe so.
Yeah.
Well, we solved that.
I think Christian any businesses are there's a Christian window cleaning service and like and I'm just
that's
like
just a way
that's such a weird knit I've never been like you know what I need to know my short order cook's faith like I've never been like these grits are terrific but I really want to know how the cook feels about female circumcision specifically. Like, it just seems the two are not connected.
You don't want him doing it before he fixes your eggs.
Well, I want him washing his hands afterwards at least.
I feel like it went off the rails. You've lost control of your
own. This has never on the rails.
No. I had a thought, but I can't remember now. So we're going to go back into music. We've got another think coming. Well, we should just check that song. Maybe the song would let us know.
I know it's thing.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Ty Segall. The song's called "Would You Be My Love." And that was, I'm not sure this mic is on right now. Am I? Okay.
You're on.
It just, you know what? I didn't have that. Only one side of my headphones works, and I had the wrong side on. That was Wilco with Either Way from Sky Blue Sky. Before that, X-Ray Specs with Warrior and Woolworth. The Heavy with 16. And Ty Segall started that set with Would You Be My Love? I do want to let everyone know that the following material contains language which may be offensive to some listeners. If you are easily offended by such language, WFHB suggests you exercise your choice to not listen. Not listen to what, you ask? Laser Source. That's what you're not listening to. My guest this week, comedians Jim Lugers and DJ Dangler. We were just, we were going to play. We're going to play a little round of the Google game. Engineer Ben Frazier will be involved in the Google game. I got him ready to go. Here's how this works. We will begin asking a question. We will not complete the question. Who will complete the question for us? Google, of course, will complete the question. We'll pick our favorite of the top Google choices. And then we'll try to answer that question. Now, DJ, you were saying you had some experience with this or something. I can't remember now.
Like, I Google a lot of questions because I'm a curious dude just in general. And it was going to be just last segment when my secret question was, how can you tell someone's lying or what do you do? I was going to say, I almost always say, I read somewhere.
That's a thing.
And I just want to hypothesize, really.
I think I read somewhere.
But I read somewhere that they think, yeah, no, I do that. Because I'm awful.
That my opinion is legitimate.
But I do have that with Google. I'll put things in there. I want to know, though, like, if I use Google on my phone, clearly there's an algorithm of some sort. Is it specific to my phone, or do we all have the same ones? that I wanted to fact check a quote recently with what they cut cocaine for. Or with, rather, like when they make coke weaker.
Yeah.
And when I typed in, what do they cut? And it prompted me with cocaine with. Like, it was one of those, like that's a little. I think.
So either that is the most popular.
What do they cut? Nobody wants to know about hearts or snowflakes in art class. How do they cut paper dolls? No, sir.
Nope.
What do they cut cocaine with?
What do they cut or in prison?
Perhaps computers have gotten so good at putting together algorithms. They're like, who is he friends with on Facebook? What right. does he do with most of his time?
Yeah.
He's going to want to know about cocaine. Yeah,
judging by your amount of searches for local strip clubs,
you're going to want to know
how often you want cigarettes at 7 in the morning.
How do we feel about the strip clubs?
I objectively don't care for them.
Right.
Like, I'm really, like, I am not for them. I don't have a lot of money. It's also in my head, I'm not good at a strip club.
Right.
I don't appeal to strippers. In my best traits that I find in me aren't real. Strippers are very rarely like, I really like his wit.
Right.
Yeah. Like, not to assume, I'm sure they're funny or whatever. It's like, I don't really dig it. However, I've got some strip club friends.
Who are super into going to the strip club.
And it's even fun to go with just because they're having a blast. And they know, and like, I like good times. Like that sounds, it's one of those, have you ever gone to a concert you just hated with people who?
Sure.
I have no particular love for Jimmy Buffett.
Sure.
But I'll bet going with some parrot heads is a good time, so long as you don't hate it.
I went to Black Sabbath a couple weeks ago. It's not my favorite, but I had a great time.
Were the people you went with fans? Or
yes, like, very much so.
I think if we went, it probably wouldn't have been that fun. We'd have sat there and been like, hey, let's go talk about comic books where it's quiet.
Or you could go, rip on it the whole time.
Yeah.
That's the other thing.
I've got my super macho alpha male idiot friends, right? Who would love going to the comic book shop with me.
Right.
Because I'm comfortable there.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, hey, we're going to have a good time here, and I'm going to show you all the comic books that are kind of connected to things you're interested in.
Right.
Like, it's hard to think of. So strip clubs, not for me, but I get mad when people are all like, strip clubs are gross. And I'm like, eh, whatever. A lot of things I don't like.
I love the idea of strip clubs. I love that there's a place. If I want to go see naked ladies, I could just go see them.
I think, to me, it's almost not. I can. Theoretically, to me, I'm like, it's kind of not sexy because, like, they just, you know, they want money. They're not in a sexual. They're naked. But they're not feeling particularly sexual. Like, they're probably not turned on while they're doing it.
Well, I get annoyed. Like, I went once with a friend of mine, and he was, like, just disgusted at how the strippers flock to the dudes with money. Like, oh, they're just interested in money. I'm like,
they're not work. Dating.
They're compromising their integrity to a great degree. So they at least better make some money.
I don't even think they're necessarily compromising their integrity.
Not necessarily, but you get what I'm saying, though.
Yeah.
Like, ordinarily, they would not be just randomly.
My absolute
And the thing
stripping.
Is, they're at work. It's like when you're at your job, you're like, that guy's only showing up every day to get paid because we pay him.
Right.
He doesn't really love making pizzas. well,
he
you know
like
what?
Stoners.
That's going to lead to my first Google question, which is, why does Jimmy Buffett... We're going to go with, why does Jimmy Buffett?
So do we guess at the autocorrect, or we let him, let the Google?
Let's do both. There's only two.
My guess is, why does Jimmy Buffett keep singing the same songs, is what I think it's going to be.
Nope.
Do you guys want to take a guess before we find it?
I'm going to say it might be something, this is going to be silly. Why does Jimmy Buffett... Gonna be something with Disney World, like hate Disney World or not work with Disney World.
That's a little closer, but not really.
Okay.
What do you got, Jim? What do you think?
Why does Jimmy Buffett write Babylon 5 fanfic?
That would be. I wish that.
That would be amazing.
What do we got, Ben?
Why does Jimmy Buffett love Cincinnati?
Huh.
Or what's our other option?
Why does Jimmy Buffett like Cincinnati?
What is up with Jimmy? I've never heard about him.
I have no...
Well, clearly, if we're going to choose which one to answer, which is how the game works, we're going to go with why does Jimmy Buffett love Cincinnati?
I don't know. Like, I'm from Cincinnati, and I remember when Jimmy Buffett would come to Cincinnati, it was insane. The biggest deal in the world. And so, then when I moved to other places, I realized people weren't as enthusiastic about Jimmy Buffett. So maybe it's just there are a great deal of...
It's reciprocation.
I like to think,
though,
it's two very different like articles, like the why does Jimmy Buffett loves, and it's all like these great, like, this is why he loves it. And it's really like these are the best things about... These are just things
which
Cincinnati
one came
does
first?
Okay.
Did he start liking and then grow to love it?
Do you think it's possible, though, for an artist in a town to really just be friends? Or do you think one of them always wants more?
One of them always wants more.
Yeah.
I think he loved it. I've never been to Cincinnati people. Proposed and it got weird.
I love Cincinnati. It's a great town. It's a fun town.
It's Cincinnati has a little bit of like the Louisville thing we were just talking about. I know it's Ohio, but it's really Kentucky, right? Like it's right on the
same
water.
Way Indiana is, I guess.
Cincinnati is right on the water. Like
Cincinnati is right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right
I mean,
if you're talking about downtown,
Like, I don't mean it's Kentucky the way, like, it's hillbilly. No, like, that's exactly... No, I mean...
Oh, you mean, like, geographically, it's right there, yeah.
The Cincinnati funny bone is in Kentucky.
Yeah.
That's a fact. Like,
true.
Yeah. There's a few clubs there in Cincinnati that...
Are actually Kentucky.
Right in that area.
Yeah. It was one of those... I went to a place, and it was, like, right when smoking bans were popular... And it was like everybody went to the same bar because you could still smoke there.
Right.
And across, like, the river, which was also the street, you couldn't.
I think, if a city's going to ban smoking, it can't be, like, it has to be, like, city and all the bars. Right. Otherwise, you're just killing people.
Yeah.
I mean, only you're killing less people. Jim Lugers, you want to do a Google game question?
Did we find, we don't look up, we just guess?
No, we just guess.
I did look up. It was all like,
why does he love it?
I thought it would be like a part of a lyric in a song or something. They're just fan forums of people who saw a show in Cincinnati, and that was it. Like,
he just loves Cincinnati, and Cincinnati loves him.
Cincinnati loves him.
The same reason I love women that I end up dating, because they seem to like me.
They just both got
okay, we've got another call. I guess we're going to take it.
Nice.
We lost the call. All right. I feel like it was like losing a baby.
Mad.
It's all said, look, we just have a lot of shared interests.
Yeah.
Lugers, you were going to go. Sorry.
When does growing a beard?
When does growing a beard? I'm going to go with probably makes sense. When does growing a beard start? I don't know. We're all bearded, all three of us.
It's true.
When does growing a beard...
What do we got, Ben?
When does growing a beard stop being itchy?
Ah.
That's a good question.
Any others? Or that's probably the main one, right?
That's the main one, and then there's variations of the words within the question.
Is there anyone that's especially poorly worded, I hope?
When does it be... No, not really.
When does growing a beard stop being itchy? We should all be able to answer this one. I think for me, it's like a month out. It's like...
Yeah.
I feel like the itchy part is like very...
I go through
where
about
like
three
crazy.
Miserable days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys, like you might have this more than I do. As a blonde guy with a beard,
yeah.
Like mine is very much, it's like... I get this all the time. I get rid of my beard at least once a year for the Hulk Hogan mustache on my birthday. But usually two or three times.
It's a gift you give yourself.
usually two or three times a year I'm clean shaven. Mm-hmm. But I get this all the time from people who know me fairly well, like reoccurring staff in clubs or whatever. Right. We're like, I've never seen you clean shaven. And I'm like, yeah, you have. It just doesn't change me that much because I'm a blonde guy.
Oh, sure.
And also a big guy. Like both. I never look 18 when I shave my beard.
Right.
Okay, my God, you look so young. You look like 30. And I'm like, well, I'm 31. So not really crazy there.
How old did I look before?
I'm like, that's kind of a backhanded insult. Well, whatever. Yeah, or backhanded compliment.
If I trim my beard, or especially if I shave the sides, because sometimes I'll just go to the goatee. I'll get, did you lose weight? Did you get a haircut?
Well, there? Technically, slightly, a small amount. Yes.
1 year I went to a big concert, like a festival. I went to Bonnaroo, a multi-day festival.
Right.
Sure. And like thinking, I was like, I'll go clean shaven and then I'll be fine. And I was just miserable. Yeah. All concert because I had the face itch and the neck. Specifically, I was like,
I only hate it for a couple days. I mean, once it's got something that, you know, doesn't resist. Yep. You know what I mean? You get that sandpapery.
I think what happens when it itches for me is like it gets just long enough to curl around and the end touches your face. Uh-huh. It like curls around and then the end of it touches your face. And that,
I also
it's itching now that I'm thinking
just
about
getting
it.
Used to the constant tickling.
I want to know. Let's see what he gets when he put. What do you cut?
Well, let's find. Yeah, that. You know what? We should have done that one, right? I can't believe we didn't do that one. What do you cut?
The first entry is, what do you cut Molly with?
There you go. Well, and we're, you know what? We are, honestly, like I'm thinking here, we're in Bloomington, which I've got to think is a more Molly than Coke town.
I don't even know what Molly is. I've been hearing about
it. Is Molly code for cocaine?
No. Molly is the drug that makes ecstasy work.
The sixth choice is, what do you cut hay with?
What do you cut hay with?
Well, it matters. Is it because you only have like some really good hay and you want to sell it to a bunch of folks?
I think the good hay is mainly alfalfa.
Hay's not drug. Hay's hay. We're talking about hay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey. I think, we had to bale hay all the time on the farm, and my dad would be like, oh, there's a lot of alfalfa in that. I'm going to charge 50 cents more bale for that.
Now get on the tractor, boy.
Get on the tractor. You know how this is going to end. I would say, what do you cut hay with? What do you cut the hay with?
Yeah.
I just realized
that's what that question was. I was making
a hay cutter.
But the power of suggesting that I'm like, well, what do you cut hay with? Idiot. Mm-hmm. So what do we think the answer is? What do you cut Molly with?
Probably the same stuff you would cut. Probably not.
Is it white?
With
cocaine?
Can you cut Molly with cocaine?
No, it wouldn't make any sense to.
unless you wanted to be awesome and have fun.
Yeah, unless you were killing it. I would think it's probably the same stuff, though. Here, I know what Molly is. I don't really know how you do it, which I guess makes me lame.
I mean, ecstasy is just a pill, right? You just
take
it.
Like, that's why I would think, like, Coke is a powder and you would hide stuff. You know what I mean? Like, you use it to dilute it.
Right.
I don't know if Molly comes as a powder or a pill. I wouldn't know. I'm that square.
Let's find out what you cut Molly with. Ben Frazier, let's find out what drugs we want to do.
Let's see, a rough guide to ecstasy.
Maybe we shouldn't be telling the kids on the air how to make drugs better. Take your vitamins, kids. Take your vitamins. You know what, everyone? That's the end of Lasersaurus. No more Lasersaurus for any of us tonight. Well, tonight. I used to, almost once every week, for a while, I'll go through these periods where almost every week I'll be like, well, that's probably the last Lasersaurus ever. Something will happen that I'm like, I'm not going to get away with that.
Yeah.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned, if you would, because Adrian is going to come in and do a show called The Map. It's a really awesome show that I like, and she plays stuff from different genres all over the map. That's why they call it that.
What would you like to close the show with?
I would like to, well, let's see, the next track, that song is a little short, but I think Adrian can handle it. We'll just close it out with the next song, and we'll try to make sure she gets in here quick. It's a minute 58, Adrian, just so you know. I'd like to thank my guest very much, DJ Dangler and Big Pretty Jim Lugers. You can check out DJ all the time in Indianapolis. Wow. Okay. We're not going to talk. We don't have time to go into that. DJ is performing all over the state, kind of all over the Midwest, right? Yeah. And all over the country. You're going to be in Austin, Texas.
Yeah,
you just said, so.
I'm trying to think like anything. I'm doing the Michigan Fair next month. So, you know, that sounds like a thing I'm doing.
You can catch that for a resounding endorsement. Is there a place people can go if they want to see where you're going to be?
Yeah, you can go to djishandsome.com.
DJ is handsome. Just the initials DJ.
Yep.
DJishandsome.com. I always forget, but I want to point that that's just what his parents named him.
Yeah.
Last name Dangler. Parents named him DJ. That's just what happened. It's not a stage name. DJ is actually handsome.
It could have been exponentially worse.
Oh,
it
could have been.
Yeah, they could have gone way worse. And then Big Jim Lugers also performs in Indianapolis all the time and all around Indiana at the very least. I see you.
Despite my best efforts.
Yeah.
I managed to get stage time.
And you can check out his podcast, The Big Pretty Podcast. You can look for it on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and some place.
BigPrettyPod.com.
That's where you check it out. Thanks, guys. Thanks so much for doing Laser Swords with me. It would have been really boring on my own. Stick around for Adrian to do the map. Tune in again next week where Leon Chance and the Double Digits will be on playing music and hanging out. This last song is by Teenage Bottle Rocket. Thanks to Ben Frazier, my engineer.